Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
All right, today on Finishing Well, this may seem like a morbid subject, but I think you'll, when you track with me here in a minute, you're gonna see the value of it. That I don't, you know, Jesus, when he was actually talking about being the cost of being a disciple, he made an interesting point in Luke 14 where he said, "Who would begin to build a tower and not count the cost to make sure that they would finish it?" Well, the name of the show, Finishing Well, the way that we are finishing our life here on earth, if Jesus doesn't come, is we're actually going to die. And so it's an interesting thing to actually look at counting the cost of your own death from a standpoint of the effect on your family. And of course, none of us have had a chance to have any experience with that personally. But the beauty of having Hans with us here today on Finishing Well with CardinalGuide.com is that he's had a lot of experience in helping us count the cost of what that might look like and how to finish well under the circumstances. Right, Hans?
Well, we have. And I think too many people have let the pundits define life insurance as it relates to your estate and just as it relates to buying it and purchasing it. And I think that hurts us.
So we got a couple different things along those lines of counting the cost of ways to provide for the cost of that, one being life insurance and the other way being estate planning. But diving into the first part of that, life insurance itself, before we get there, what is the cost? I mean, what are some of the costs of, if I die, what would my family be looking at?
Yeah, what I recommend in my workbook and my book is a minimum of $25,000 of permanent insurance for a person. When we're talking people here that are 50, 60, 70, 80, that, you know, are going to pass at some point here in the future, and they don't know whether they're going to live in their 90s or their 80s or whether they're going to meet their demise sooner than that. So when we talk about life insurance and filling the gap with it, because life insurance is just one of the ways you can create this $25,000, but this is really, I'm talking minimums here. I'm talking about what the amount that people should have at a minimum. So, and what we're talking about, the need for that, we're talking about $10,000 for a funeral and burial, okay? And when you go down to the funeral home, if you've had this experience with a loved one, they want money or they want a credit card. Or they need money, and it costs money to die, and it's probably the worst possible time for the survivors. I know it was for me when my father and my mother passed. We had it planned a little bit better for my mother, but just to go sit with those people and start looking at all the expenses. So anyhow, $10,000 you need that much liquidity. Then we're going to talk about another couple thousand dollars to pay an attorney, because you just got immediate expenses. If somebody's going to access your assets after you pass, one of your family members, they're going to need to use an attorney to set up an estate and settle an estate, a couple thousand dollars.
Probate the will, right?
Probate the will. I mean, we're talking that's at a minimum amount. That's for a small, pretty much standard estate. If you've got a larger estate, you're going to need substantially more than that to pay the attorneys. And you probably want to get a relationship with them while you're alive and incur a lot of those costs to get things set up properly, that maybe it will just cost you $2,000 then, where they're just finishing the work and they're distributing the money and selling the assets, that kind of thing. So a couple of thousand dollars there. We're going to throw in $1,000 at a minimum to pay an executor. You really need to pay a person, whether this is one of your children, a best friend, whoever's going to be the person that's named as the executor, you need to pay them a minimum of $1,000. Just, they incur some liability. They got to buy some insurance. So now we got $1,000 for that. And what I've thrown in my book and I talk about is another $12,000 of income replacement. And you say, well, why do I need income replacement? I mean, after I pass away, well, your income is going to stop. If you have any pensions, Social Security, it's going to stop. And the bills for your stuff
don't stop. Taxes keep coming, yeah.
And so if this is one of your children, if you're not married, you don't have a spouse, and, you know, even if you do have a spouse, the second one of you is going to die at some point without a spouse. They're going to need – the Social Security stops. You're still going to need to pay the water bill and the light bill and any expenses. I mean, you want your bills paid, and you want to keep up the property for a period of time. So I say $12,000, which is $2,000 a month for 6 months, or it's $1,000 a month for 12 months. Just some income replacement. If you got a spouse, you're going to need a lot more than that. But certainly that would be more helpful than having nothing. So you add all that up, it adds up to $25,000.
Okay. Yeah, and I like the way you term that this is right when you need it, kind of. It's an explosion of money. That's what you call it.
Well, that's what life insurance does. And most people, their familiarity with life insurance that are, you know, around your age, my age, they're thinking term insurance. They're thinking $250,000, $500,000, $1 million, $100,000. They're just thinking, and that truly is an explosion of money exactly when it's needed. Folks think in terms of that, of larger amounts, and hope and plan to live and not have that happen to them where they're going to die at a young age. And term insurance fills a nice void for that. What I'm talking about here is $25,000 that's going to show up at a minimum immediately when you pass away. It's going to be money that's available.
Right. And so you're at the point where you're not supporting kids and or needing them to go to college and all that. But so you're at a different season of your life. But there still are going to be immediate needs for the people who are dealing with your actual passing.
Well, yeah. And then you need to have things set up while you're alive. I mean, you need to have a will. And in your will, you need to state who gets what, okay? How much you're going to give to the church, how much you're going to give to your kids, how much you're going to pass to your spouse or your brothers and sisters, some charitable organization that you want. I mean, you need to state this all for your stuff. And a lot of folks will use that as a reason not to have life insurance. I mean, they'll say, well, I've got money in the bank, and I've got an IRA, and I've got these things, I've got land, and they'll just bury me out of that and divide up what's left. It isn't that simple. I mean, so you need to have a will, and you need to have all that stated as to who gets what. That's what you pay the attorney for, is to probate that will, and you pay the executor, or the executor is usually somebody close with you, to just administer according to your wishes.
Private.
But the life insurance comes in play. To create immediate money while you're working all that stuff out.
Right. And if you're just tuning in, you're wondering, what in the world am I listening to? This is Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. It's brought to you by Cardinal Guide, cardinalguide.com. It's from his book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. You got the book and you got the workbook. And what we're talking about today, life insurance and estate planning. And, you know, you may think, I don't want to hear any about life insurance or something. Listen up, because we got some stuff about estate planning that I think might blow you away when you start talking about counting the cost. And so that's one of the seven worries at cardinalguide.com, that tab. You can get a PDF of the entire chapter or workbook right there. Right,
both chapters. I mean, so you can go to our website, cardinalguide.com, and we've taken both of these books, broken them down into the chapters. So today's chapter would be under life insurance, and there's a chapter on that from the original book, and then there's a chapter on the workbook that will spell out all this stuff that I'm talking about, and you can get that for free. Just download it. You could actually put the whole book together on our website just by downloading all of it, or you can go to Amazon.com. It's done quite well on Amazon, and you can buy it on the Kindle for as little as $1.99. You can buy the whole book in paper format, and they'll ship it to you for $7.99.
You always make this offer that people can call you, and you'll just give them it.
You can give us a call. You can message us on the website. I'll be glad to send you a copy of the book.
Yeah, because the idea is to get the information in your hands, because it really is about finishing well. And, you know, we're talking today about counting the cost of my actual death when I pass on, hopefully, to be with Jesus. I hope that is what's happening with you, too. And that's really happy for us, but the people that are kind of left behind have now got some real things that they got to face, and they're going to be facing them immediately. And how have you planned for that so that you can, in fact, finish well? And you know, when it comes to this life insurance, this is a different kind of life insurance, but I like that in some people's cases that have money, you know, they can do, what do you call it, a whole premium? You know,
they can do single premium whole life.
Right.
So we can work the list backwards where, you know, in my book, I give examples of a 55-year-old and a 70-year-old female, and you know, at 55, you can take $10,000 and just pay a single premium and have about $25,000 worth of life insurance. You never have to pay any premiums on it, and it's going to pay $25,000 to your beneficiaries. If you need more than that, if you needed $100,000, you could take $40,000, and that would turn into $100,000. At age 70, that number is $15,000 plus a little bit, will be a paid-up $25,000 policy.
Yeah, and there's a huge benefit tax-wise. Rather than you say, well, I would just give the money to my – well, if they got the money in your estate, that's going to be taxed. But if they get it as life insurance, how's it come?
Yeah, it's tax-free. And it's the real thing is it avoids probate. It's immediate. You have a beneficiary on life insurance. You can name your kid or your executor or whoever's going to look after your affairs. They're going to have a check from that life insurance company long before this estate even gets opened up.
And so there's this explosion of money, but it's an explosion of money tax-free. But the point is, there's a lot of ways to plan for that. And that's what we're talking about today, is counting the cost of our own death, which sounds a little bit morbid, but in a way, it's kind of neat to know that, wow, when I go, my family's going to have an explosion of money. My family's going to have resources in order to get a vision for their own life and what that's going to look like. When we come back, we've got a couple stories of people that didn't plan and kind of get an idea of what happened as a result of that, because there's a lot more than just life insurance. There's this whole idea of estate planning. When we come back, we're going to hear more of that. Again, you're listening to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil, and it's brought to you by Cardinal Guide.
We hope you are enjoying Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of previous shows, including episodes about Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, plus the accompanying workbook. If you want to follow along with today's topic, download free PDFs at CardinalGuide.com by going to the 7 Worries tab of today's show topic. Just scroll down to useful documents. Once again, for free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, or the workbook, go to cardinalguide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on Finishing Well Radio Show and send us a word. Once again, that's cardinalguide.com. cardinalguide.com. Now, back to Finishing Well, brought to you by cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, we're counting the cost, as Jesus talked about in Luke 14, of, you know, how are we going to finish this tower we've been building? It's our life, and now we get a chance to finish it. We actually finish it as we pass on to Jesus, but counting the cost of our actual death and what that might look like from an estate planning standpoint. And Hans, you know, I think about my own situation as I became the Chrysler dealer in Mocksville as the result of the previous Chrysler dealer dying. And he died completely, you know, surprisingly to his daughters. He was, as I recall, in his late 60s. He went in for a heart catheterization. He died on the table. And he thought that he had set up all his wealth so that his family would live easily. But unfortunately, what he had done actually was taken and bought a property all over Davie County. And so the property itself had no income that was attached to it. So here was all this property. Yeah, he thought they got a big inheritance, but what they really inherited was the tax property taxes that would be due on all this property because they were empty houses and all this stuff that did not produce income. And then he had the dealership, which wasn't making much of a profit. And he had stocked up all this inventory, what he thought was really wonderful inventory that was in the parts department, like head bolts for a, you know, 63, you know, Charger or whatever. He thought this stuff was, but in actuality, it didn't have much value. So upon his passing with no life insurance, you know, his daughters ended up in a horrible position of this huge tax burden. And you know, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that they're working at Walmart at this point in time. And he had literally, he was a millionaire from Davie County standpoint. So
multi-millionaire, probably.
And all over the place.
You know, so what we're talking about here is like estate liquidity. And that's exactly where I'm going back for a person of average means that, you know, they need $25,000 worth of estate liquidity, meaning that the money will be available right away. And this is a case where we're just, you were telling me about this earlier. This gentleman, if he'd have had even $100,000 worth of life insurance or $250,000 worth of life insurance, which probably wouldn't have been that difficult to obtain at, you know, the right point, and then combined with an attorney looking at this whole thing and setting things up properly. Maybe he had an attorney involved, but that attorney needed to be working with a financial planner like me that can really just, what we do in our business is we're going to just behind the scenes, we're going to put the person dead and then we're going to say, okay, so what's this all going to look like? This land isn't producing any income. This dealership isn't producing a lot of income. It's going to need to be managed. It's going to need to be sold off. And my sense is with him, this wasn't prepared for. And even if he didn't prepare it well, if he'd had the life insurance in place and somebody could step in with a little bit of liquidity or his family, they could have made it through the problems and sold the land. They probably had to sell the land at a really...
For the taxes. Yeah. It was sad what happened. I watched. That there was a lot of stuff that they really perceived had a lot of value. But when you actually, you know, put it there out on the market, it doesn't.
It kind of reminds me of a client that actually doesn't have any heirs, so I don't know that he's going to be buying any life insurance. Or he has heirs, but they're not his children or his spouse, and so he is concerned over the same biblical passage that you had talked about and others about leaving his affairs for the people here on earth. If he died right now, it wouldn't be much different than the situation you described. He owns land. He owns a business, which is really has a huge amount of inventory, and that he's acquired this inventory by buying out closed hardware stores over his whole lifetime. He's 75 years old. And so he's got land. He's got that. He's got some money. And if he were to all of a sudden become just pass away, he's just leaving a mess behind. And he wants to leave a good bit of this money to Christian missions, okay, which is wonderful. And what I'm going to help him do is not pass along a mess to the Christian missions and really pass along a mess to his family, okay?
Right, and a big part of that is finding somebody, you know, because how can I really, I don't have any experience in my dying, you know, sit there and think through all the things. I mean, you've worked with so many folks and seen what the result is, that experience is invaluable, having somebody you trust to look at your situation and go, what's going to happen here?
Yeah. I mean, in my book, I talk about my own sister. So my sister Margot passed away 7 years ago at age 57 of a brain aneurysm. Didn't see it coming. Happened in minutes. Her husband, her widower, he looked at me at the funeral and, you know, he said, two incomes are great. One income is difficult. I mean, my sister made more money than he did. She was a nurse practitioner and she was also took care of sick babies and elderly people. I mean, she was a working, all of us Shiles are workers. And so she didn't have any life insurance. Her dad was a 35-year life insurance man. Her brother is now, you know, at the time, let's say about the same amount of time. I tried to sell her life insurance, probably very delicately, and I didn't push it as hard as I should have, but she died with no life insurance, and he was left with a real mess and the funeral bills to pay for and replace her income. She had just bought a Mercedes, you know, and so he had the payments on that, and then he still hasn't purchased any life insurance. For me then, I just talked about I need to get busy with that. But just the point is that people don't plan for the unexpected. And then
or even the expected, because we can kind of expect it.
We all know we're going to die, and we just don't want to deal with it. And so life insurance here, and we got some life insurance salesperson coming out to my house, and, you know, that could be me. And then you're just thinking, oh, I don't want to do that. You know, they're just going to talk me into a bunch of payments and that kind of thing. The life insurance is the solution to the problem, but you really need to acknowledge the problem and do the planning, and then the life insurance just becomes something that you purchase so that you create some liquidity right at the time of your death.
Yeah, and there's no, you know, as I'm sure any heir would say, there's a beauty of getting liquidity that they don't get a hidden 1-2 punch by the taxes of it, right? Because here comes a life insurance check that is tax-free. I mean, this is money that you're not burdening them with. They're actually going to be able to use it without fear of what the repercussions are.
Well, yeah, and I start with $25,000 because there's so many people that are uninsured out there. I mean, we do a retirement planning and estate planning, and we don't just talk about life insurance, but we look at everything when we're doing this for our new clients. And a lot of folks say, oh, I got money in the bank. You know, I don't need that. And the reality is I start with $25,000 because we're going to say at least have that. And that's going to be very welcome by your family and very much needed. I'm going to tell you that most people, when they really dig into this subject, they buy more. And you can buy $100,000 worth of life insurance fairly easily at 75 years old or 70 or 68 or 62. I mean, the younger you are, the less expensive it is. People think they can't buy life insurance if they got health conditions. That's just not true. We represent about 100 companies, and we're going to find somebody that can insure you. I mean, and if you want a large amount, it's a great way to leave money to charity. I mean, to leave it to your family, and perhaps you can leave them with some assets and some cash to look after those assets.
So you're listening to Finishing Well today with Certified Financial Planner Hans Schild, and we're really talking about finishing here because, you know, what happens actually after you pass your estate plan, those kind of things. Again, as we've always mentioned, you know, there at the 7 Worries tab at cardinalguide.com, you can get a download free of the PDF of these chapters on life insurance and estate planning. And, you know, that's available. But, you know, as I think about my own situation, you know, how I've got kids, I've got a wife, you know, replacing that income that, you know, I would be producing and all that, it's an interesting challenge, and it changes through the seasons of your life. And so having somebody that actually has experienced it to sit down with you and go, okay, well, you know, Robbie, Old Red is a really cool looking old truck out there. It's a 95 Dodge. And to you, that's probably worth millions. And it is worth millions to me. But to your family, you know, it's about a $500 truck.
Right.
And I wonder if everybody's stuff, when you look at it, you know, because I think about Mr. Furches and how he was so proud of those head bolts, you know, that I know that if he would have said, oh, man, those head bolts are worth, you know, hundreds of dollars, they weren't worth 50s of cents as far as what they were actually worth. And you run into that kind of thing all the time.
Well, yeah. And so life insurance is the kind of thing that you can go in there and it just creates liquidity at a person's death. And when I'm thinking about the client I was speaking about earlier that has all this inventory, he's got some land, he's a single fella, he doesn't have any children. And what I really met him, he's already a client of ours. He has his Medicare insurance with us. And we really met him over talking about long-term care, because you can get life insurance and long-term care all mixed in the same policy. So we've talked about that on other shows, and that's what he's going to end up buying, because it's a bigger problem for him if he were to get sick, still be here on Earth, and now he's paying into an assisted living facility. facility, which they're going to have to be selling his land and doing. So we're going to take care of that for him. But you can get this all in the same policy, where if it doesn't pay for long-term care, then it's going to pay to your estate or your heirs at your death a death benefit.
Right, and therein lies the, you know, God has gifted you with that ability, and there's other people out there, but the point still gets to find somebody that you trust to sit down with this and look at your assets, look at your story, look at your family. There's a lot of pieces to the puzzle when you're sitting there to do this.
Well, sure. And it really just involves really acknowledging your own mortality, acknowledging and enjoying how much you love your family, and to sit down with those two things and find somebody that you trust, find a professional. We work with an attorney as well. It's right in our office, and she's wonderful. And the two of us work together to put together a plan for people and then put together documents that are legal, so this is all smooth on your family when you do pass on or you get sick before you pass on, that you got everything in place.
So, wow. You can see there's a whole lot more to study here. You can go to cardinalguy.com to find out more. We're finishing well today on Finishing Well. It's a fun show today. Thanks, Hans.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by cardinalguy.com. Visit cardinalguy.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to cardinalguy.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's cardinalguide.com. Cardinalguide.com.